Good evening. My name is Scott Walters, and this is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent in 2023. I want to welcome you to this service of worship as we mark the beginning of Lent. This Lent, in this particular year, Crossroads Church is using the theme of seeking during the course of our Lent, because in a lot of ways that's what Lent is about. Whether we're seeking God or we realize that in the end, God's still seeking us, it doesn't really matter. It's the search and the realization of the search that is so crucial. So I invite you to join with me in worship as we join together. God sent Christ into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. God is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, God's love endures forever. Let us worship God. Please join with me in prayer. Gracious God, out of your love and mercy, you breathed into the dust the breath of life, creating us to serve you and our neighbors. Call forth our prayers and acts of tenderness, and strengthen us to face our mortality, that we may reach with confidence for your mercy. In Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this evening comes from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And toward the end of the fifth chapter and the beginning of the sixth chapter, we hear these words. He writes to the Corinthians, "We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you.' See, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's join together in prayer. Gracious God, we pray that as we share this Lenten time together, we may do so in the realization that it is a time for us to reflect. But it's also at the very same time, a time not just to reflect, but based on our reflections to serve, to see where others are in their lives. We pray, O God, that we may not only reflect on our faith, but that we may act on it as well. Amen. So probably more than any other day of the year, Ash Wednesday becomes a day when a person takes a look at themselves and takes stock of themselves more than any other day. In a few moments after I give this message this evening, we're going to share, or I'll share with you, Psalm 51, which is a scripture reading that is almost connected to Ash Wednesday because it reflects the spirit of Ash Wednesday so much. Each year, it's often invoked and used. Traditionally, Psalm 51 is associated with the prophet Nathan. Remember the time when Nathan, the prophet, confronted King David at the time of his adultery with Bathsheba. And he says to King David at one certain point, "You are the culprit. You're the one who's guilty." Now, more than 30 years ago, Janet Malcolm, who wrote for a long time for the New Yorker magazine, she wrote this in an article. She says, "There are a few among us who are blessed or cursed with a strange imperviousness to the unpleasantness of self-knowledge. Their lies to themselves are so convincing that they're never unmasked. These are the people who never feel in the wrong, who are always able to justify their conduct, and who, in the end, cause their fallible fellows to turn from them." Psalm 51 is an acknowledged masterpiece of biblical self-awareness, recognizing who you are as a child of God, and in spite of that, where we are in our shortcomings. As it says in the psalm itself, "I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb." Never in the history of the human race has anyone looked at themselves more straight on, more honestly, than the writer of this psalm, which we have attributed over the years to King David in this incident with Bathsheba and Nathan the prophet. "I know my transgressions. My sin is ever before me." The psalmist is taking responsibility himself. And I think probably you have known that very experience when you know that you've done something wrong and it is just hard, difficult to get it out of your thoughts and out of your systems because it's baked into who you are and it's hard to get that release. David is not trying to say, "I was just doing my job as king," or "he was just following orders," or he wasn't saying, "well, everybody else does it that way." For all we know, all these things might be true, but they're not the reasons for us to excuse ourselves. All these human reasons dissolve when seen in the light of God and God's concern for us. "You, Lord," it says, "are justified when you speak. You are upright in your judgment." On this day that we celebrate, not only as Ash Wednesday, but as the beginning of the Lenten season for us Christians, we come together to acknowledge that God really has a kind of a case against us, to bring us, who sometimes get lost in ourselves and our lives and the decisions that we make, to really understand where we are, that we're not perfect. As much as we try to cover up for ourselves, we make mistakes, and it's important to recognize that, because the beginning of recognizing who you are and who you aren't is really the beginning of wisdom. The great short story writer Somerset Maugham once wrote, "People will sometimes forgive you the good you have done them, but seldom the harm you have done them." And that's, you know, that's really true. It takes some sense of maturity and some sense of wisdom to really be able to offer a sincere apology that is from the heart. Why this psalm is so important? especially on this day, on Ash Wednesday, is that we begin to see life, or we begin to take the viewpoint of our lives a little bit more, not as we see them and as we justify them, but we begin to see them a little bit more as God sees our lives, the good and the bad and even the ugly. When we see that sin sometimes is a part of our life, and then we might realize that if anything is going to lift us out of this situation, it's because, not covering it up, but because we're honest about it, because we share it, we admit it, as we would say in our liturgy, we confess it to God. But Psalm 51 is also a prayer. A prayer of a person, King David, who knows that there's hope. He knows that in God there resides mercy. He knows that when push comes to shove, God has shown himself to be a compassionate God. In fact, in the end, it is only God who can make that completely new start for our lives out of where we have been. This is Ash Wednesday. This is the day in which we can set this part of the year and this part of our lives for a time of self-inventory, of looking at oneself before God and taking that honest assessment of who we are and what we've been. Our temptation, my temptation, will be to try to find some kind of clause or some kind of exemption or some kind of justification that sort of gets me off the hook. But you see, God has shown us this amazing thing. We do not need to station the defenses of our lives. We don't need to find new and creative ways to justify ourselves or to squirm off that hook. We don't have to live out of any kind of pretense of who we really are or aren't, lest somebody discover our true selves. You see, there is another who has taken that very sentence onto himself. Jesus, the Son of God, has voluntarily taken our place and has not tried to find excuses and has not tried to weasel off the hook. Jesus, my friends, drew into himself the hate and the envy and the wrath of the whole human race. As St. Paul says it himself, he says, God put the wrong on Jesus, who never did anything wrong, so that we could be put right with God. May God's blessings be with you this Lenten season and on this Ash Wednesday. Amen. I want to invite you now, as we kind of dedicate ourselves during this time of Lent, in this theme of seeking, I want to offer this invitation to each and every one of you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's Passion and Resurrection. And it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there should be a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was a time when persons who had committed serious sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled at penitence and forgiveness, and restored to participation in the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the need that we all have to renew our faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Church, to observe a holy Lent. By self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditation on God's holy word. May that be true for you and me as we begin our search this Lenten season. Amen. Now I want to share with you this Psalm 51 of which I spoke about in the sermon. As I said, it's a classic and is always associated for Ash Wednesday because of its just striking honesty that is attributed to the great King David. Hear these words. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give you a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to you is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. I'm going to invite Trustee to come forward as we share the ashes tonight and we continue that Lenten observance. Trustee, ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Pastor Scott, ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Let's pray. Almighty God, from the dust of the earth you have created us. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now may God's blessings be with you. May you know of God's Spirit day by day, as we go into this Lenten season, seeking and having been sought. Amen.